Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Patrice Brantley Show. We're helping others, the name of the game. And on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. So y'all know I had to come on and have some kitchen table talk with my cuz Rhonda. She is here to build it. Say what's up, Rhonda.
Hey, what's up, what's up?
And y'all, I couldn't help it. As we got here and started having a conversation, we were chatting about neighbors. And I got to be honest with y'all, I'm in the process of getting ready to move to another space because rent done went up sky high, ha, ha, ha. And so I got to find a place so we can actually afford and live for life. So today we're just going to talk about neighbors, some of the lessons we've learned, some of the experiences, and most of all, some of the stories. So I will let you start off by sharing one of the most unique stories I have heard with you and the neighbors. Whenever you're ready, whatever story you want to start with,
okay.
You
would jump into. So, my neighbor was, I didn't realize the man was on, he had some issues. And so he came to my house and he was knocking on my door at 2:00 in the morning. I'm like, what is he doing? I can hear somebody knock like, bam, 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 bam. But my, so the police car wasn't there. So he came and I'm like, why is somebody knocking on my door? So when I had a little, I was in an older house, so it had like a square window instead of a peephole. When I pulled the, I looked back, he was had his face pushed up like, hello. I'm like, what the?
I can't do this.
I called my husband, I'm like, hey, this dude is over here at the door. They done, he's like, do what? I'm like, can you come home? I don't know what he got going on. He brought the whole police department to our house. Oh, I was so ashamed. He bought the city and the county. They blocked the whole block off.
Oh,
they all running around. I'm like, I mean, for you to do all that now. He would not open the door. He called his pastor. The pastor came to talk to them.
When the Lord got to step in the building. As soon as
they settled down, because he wouldn't come outside, but as soon as they settled down, that fool came back over there and said, hey, I just want to see what the baby gonna be. Huh? He was knocking on the door. Bam, 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 bam. He come again. He went outside with his gun. I like, don't shoot that man. Don't do that.
So what I'm hearing is, in the midst of all of this, and I know we're kind of being a little light about this, but this has a serious undertone to it. Because so many people don't realize when you're moving into communities and you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's happening with everyone. And it is so, you have to be so cognizant because you don't want to call the authorities on someone or call and someone ends up hurt in the process.
Right.
And I mean, I can imagine that as you're talking about at this point, I believe you were pregnant. You told me before you were pregnant with the second baby.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a little mini in the house.
I had two minis. I had my bonus mini and my little mini. They were two and four. And then I was on it, doggone it. So I was pregnant with the third one. I'm like, oh God. And then when I brought the baby home, he was like, hey, what's your baby's name? And that's it. His name is like, oh, that sounds like a sign from God. I'm like, please don't come over here again because I'm scared for your life.
Well, we thank goodness nothing happened that night, but that is just one of the stories.
Okay, now the second story. Story number two.
Oh, Lord, it's more. There's more.
Before that, so we lived in an apartment complex, and so my neighbors, we were all cool. I went to school with the dude, and so we were all cool. We had kids the same. I raised, but my first one, we were all together. You know, they lived across the hall. So they were getting ready to have his mom and dad come over because they're both coaches. So they're educated and they were wanting to impress them and they didn't have any furniture. So me being me, I let them tote my living room furniture and my dining room furniture and my pots and pans to their house to act like that was their stuff.
Wait a minute. You have taken this, can I borrow a cup of sugar? Way further than I ever seen. So when everybody else stopped with the can I have a cup of sugar, you let people carry
on. Girl, they took the furniture, all the furniture. We in there sitting in lawn chairs while they got our furniture impressed. They, his family, because his family, I know the family, but they don't know me like that. I mean, they were my coaches in school, but they had, I guess, you know, he was trying to step out on his own. Gotcha. And they I let them take all my furniture. I'm like, okay, when we gonna get our furniture back? Slide it back over here. So, and then if we cook, they have to put a towel under the door because they're like, what y'all eating? Huh?
Wait a minute.
So, no, ma'am. Mm-mm.
You went from can I borrow your furniture?
To what y'all eating? Nope, we ain't doing that. I don't do neighbors no more. Now, hey, keep it moving. I ain't got nothing. Don't ask me. Doggone thing. I can't help you. Nope.
Mm-mm. Oh, Jesus.
Toodaloo, goodbye.
It is amazing just hearing this because as I'm listening to you, I'm just thinking about some of the stuff I've experienced in my current place and where I've been before. And I'm thinking back to the one neighbor that I had when I lived off of Rock Island. And literally, this person would speak to me every time I would come home. I would park my car. They would, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Never saw the person. Had no idea. And this one particular night, I'm hearing again, hey, how you doing? Couple of weeks pass by and I'm like, I'm noticing I ain't hearing a little voice when I come home, you know, saying how you doing through the window. And my neighbor goes, you know that man died? I said, what man? I had no idea. They had to literally cut him out of the place because of his size. And I was like, wow. Here's the thing that I learned in that whole experience. You never know who you impact.
Right.
And I didn't realize just saying hello, because this man was not in the place, he was not able to go to and fro, that pretty much, I guess, me being in the area to come in and out of that particular area was where he was able to have some kind of human contact. And it goes back to your story with the man at the door. He wanted human contact.
No, ma'am.
He did. He did.
Look, that's somebody people take my furniture off the same. They want a human contact. Now I don't want no contact. Good luck. Godspeed. Good luck. Peace out. We'll holler.
I can't with you.
And normally I'm not like that because I really, you know, I know that human contact is really, really well because, you know, I work in customer service. And you never know when you can impact somebody because even when some days people call and they're so snappy and you're like, well, I'm like, excuse me, I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot me. But I will do my best to help you and we will get through it. And they're like, you know what? You have made, and my supervisor, as a matter of fact, and I know I'm getting off topic, she said, I love the way you interact with the customers because I'm always making, at the end, I want you to be laughing. Even if it's something that we may have done wrong, I still want you to laugh. However, I'm doing that on the phone. I don't want to see you at my door. Gone. Beat it. Right. Don't come around here. No. I ain't got no sugar. I ain't got no spice. I ain't got no cloves. I ain't got no paprika. I ain't got nothing. Get on. Nope. I ain't got it.
So the customer service stops when you get off the clock.
You doggone skippy. Toodaloo. And please try not to cuss me out and I'm in my pajamas at my house because I ain't got nobody looking on my shoulder to tell me stop.
Well, we won't be doing that. First of all, okay. Let's move on.
Yeah, we're moving on.
We were talking, I thought this was interesting. Have you had one of those neighbors that were just so nasty just to be nasty?
I had somebody, I live in a gated community and we had passes and you have to put the pass in the window so security would know whose car was whose. they mm-hmm. kept parking in my space, because if I feel like I want to go to the beach at 2 o'clock in the morning just to see the sun, you know, just to see what was on the beach, don't park in my space. And so they would do it on purpose all the time, because it was like, y'all paying this much money, y'all acting like a bunch of brats. So I would just put notes on the windows. And then one night I called and had the car towed. Bye-bye. Toodaloo. Get out my space. It's not your space. It's mine.
Oh, my God.
I'm not paying this kind of money. And somebody had to let you in because you had the gate code. So goodbye. Toodaloo. Bye-bye.
So from your standpoint, what would be some things that you would want people who are your neighbors to at least have some type of etiquette? What would be your top three for you?
To be quiet, which I have those now. The ones that are above me right now, they're really quiet. That's really all. And, you know, just be courteous. Just like today, I was saying, when I went to the store and came back, why y'all hanging y'all sheets and why y'all drying y'all clothes on the balcony? This ain't the hood. What is you doing? Put that up. It's a laundromat. We had a whole laundromat. Go on over there. It works. Where our quarters at? Beat it.
So with this,
etiquette to me is just be quiet. And if you live above somebody, if you have a small child, which I haven't experienced that, don't let the kids just run around acting a fool. And you know somebody has to hear that, because me and my neighbors, we mesh really well because they're older. It's two of them, and they barely. I never heard them speak. Wow. But the girl that lived there before, she kept somebody's kid and gave him sugar, and he was running and jumping. And I'm like, this ain't about to work. But just to be, you know, be courteous. You know that somebody is not. They never hear me because I'm never loud. My dog may bark, but she's so tiny. You could barely hear her barking. She has her little window she gonna look out of. And that's security. Security! But other than that, I don't have an issue with barking, but just to be courteous and be quiet, and just know that everybody, like, they get up, they have to be at work at 6. I don't have to be to work till 8:30. And we mesh because they go to bed early, and I know that. Just not even talking to them, but I can hear their habits. So I know, even if I don't have a lot of company anyway, but I just like that they paired us up, that they're not loud, they don't party and all of that. And I don't either. And so they know in the morning they try to walk lightly and get their stuff together. I that's what I like. So those are the two. The third, if I see him, I say hi, but I rarely see them. So, you know, just say hello, and I keep it moving, and they do too.
So what I basically hear, for all those who are tuning in, please, if you are a neighbor, be courteous. Show that you can, you know, care for others. It's not just about you. But then also, be polite. We're in a space now that so many of us need so many of us. COVID is not gone. Monkeypox is on an all-time high. And you're going to need your neighbor. At least I will say this. Check out for your little elderly neighbors if you can. Make sure you know at least who you need to connect with, who's helpful for them as well as you. And just remember, we're all in this thing together. Right. All right, y'all. I know I had to have this laugh today. This one tickled me. Sons, I love you.
I love you too, namesake.
Listen here. So, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to Patrice Brantley Show, where on this show we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.